Jerry Bader Show 922. How often is it? Now, I've been in radio full time. It will be 30 years March 1st. I started in radio part time. I drew my first paycheck in radio. Fall 1982. I'm going to say no, right about now, I think. Yeah, I think so. In all those years, I'm trying to think if there was ever a moment in time, and I was a news person for a long time before I got into doing a talk show, was there ever a time that a public official said something in public at a news conference that I can't say on the radio? Toronto Mayor Rob Ford did. He used a term for performing oral sex on a woman that I can't say on the radio. I never said to her that I wanted to dot, 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 dot. What the hell? How did this guy stay hidden for so long? And Jason and I concurred off the air. He has now topped Anthony Weiner. I mean, the freakometer just went to 14. It just did. And you'll note the similarity in the defiance between the two. And I never said to her, I cannot repeat it. But when Jason played it, did he just say that? It's utterly bizarre. And how do guys get elected? And how do they hide this stuff until it finally all just comes tumbling out? I can only, you know, there's one other time. A Fond du Lac City Council meeting. But he didn't know what he was saying. Okay. It was a double entendre that he didn't realize he was creating. It was a city council member with the room temperature IQ. And he was trying to do a public service announcement about pesticides on golf balls. And I'm going to just leave it at that. And then when he saw the whole chambers laughing, he got all red and realized what he was saying. Maybe you can figure it out. But I'm not going to go any further than that. But at least that one was an accident. This is just incredible. Then there's this. I was tempted to do this as a Radio Jeopardy question, but I decided then not to. Had I done it as a Radio Jeopardy question, I would do it this way. This is up 110% from last year. This is up 110% for last year. Then I would have put some type of category on it. The answer is handgun applications in where? Newtown, Connecticut. Pistol permit applications in Newtown soar after Sandy Hook shooting. Applications for pistol permits in Newtown, Connecticut skyrocketed in the months after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting last December, exceeding the entire demand for 2011 and 2012 combined, the Hartford Courant reported Tuesday. Newtown residents apply for 183 permits from January through May, up 110% from the same period last year. Through October, the Newtown Police Department received 253 permit applications, surpassing totals of 171 in 2012 and 99 in 2011. According to the Courant, all but three applications were approved in Newtown this year. Statewide, authorities issued 18,233 new permits. That is a 78% increase from the same period last year. Local officials say the shooting likely played a role in the increase, as well as concerns over strict gun control laws passed in April, which included an expanded assault weapons ban and a ban on large-capacity ammo magazines, according to the report. Many people expressed their concerns even before the shooting that gun laws are going to change and there'll be tighter restrictions. However, the majority of the increase comes in the wake of Sandy Hook. All right, what does this tell you? Sandy Hook, Newtown, was put up by the anti-gun crowd as, see, this is why we have to clamp down on guns. For a large number of people in that community and in that state, what was their response to Newtown? To get a gun. That is seen as irrational. That is seen as nuts by the anti-gun crowd. Remember when the NRA proposed guns in school? Well, you're nuts. More guns aren't the answer. Really? Tell that to the residents of Newtown. Why did they react that way? You know why? Because reality was shattered for them. It can't happen here. Newtown is one of those seemingly idyllic little American towns where you don't think it can happen. It could be any town in Wisconsin. I could pick any small town. Merrill, Howard's Grove, Michicot, even Coleman, my hometown. Ladysmith, where Jason used to work. It can happen anywhere. And the reality, though, is even after it happens, residents there are still safer probably than in most places in the world. But they found out that no place is entirely immune. That's what they found out in Sandy Hook. Now, this will likely never happen again in Sandy Hook. The odds are way, way against it. The residents don't care. To the anti-gun crowd, this is an irrational response. To me, what it says is their eyes were open and, wow, some bad person with a gun can be anywhere, even in my neighborhood, even in my school, even in my town. So I'm going to respond by arming myself. This is the last thing the anti-gun crowd wants out there, is that the residents of Newtown, the residents in the Sandy Hook area, in the state in which it's in, Connecticut, responded by getting guns. Because the anti-gun crowd cannot wrap their heads around that. That makes absolutely no sense to them. Because they blame the gun. They don't blame a mentally ill man. You're not supposed to talk about that part of it. It's all about the gun. This is, in my mind, a perfectly rational response. Someone in your community, when you never thought they could have, does incredible harm and death with a gun. You respond by arming yourself. This has got to drive the anti-gun crowd absolutely nuts. Speaking of driving people nuts, Sarah Palin is in Wisconsin today. We'll get to that in the next half hour. It's 9:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.